Here's a thought I'll title, Until Spoken Through. It has to do with the basic philosophy of what we think we're doing when we're out there in the world with a camera. And there are a lot of photographers, matter of fact, I think probably most photographers, think of photography as sort of akin to a little bit of a hunt. They're out there in the world looking for the great picture, the great light, the great scene, the great moment. And they're on a search for it. They drive around, they hike around, they search for something that will make the great photograph. And I think this shows up clearly in a phrase that I hear used with some regularity, and that is chasing the light. That's supposedly what photography is, or at least according to these people, can be, which is a phrase that always seems to me to be somewhat aggressive, I guess. One of my favorite quotes about the art life comes from Anais Nin, who advised, and listen to this carefully because I think it's so interesting. She advised, do not speak unless spoken through, which I think captures my philosophy of photography in its entirety. I think of myself as a conduit rather than a source. I find it useful to imagine that inanimate objects have a way they want to be portrayed, and that my task as a photographer is not to tell the world how it ought to look, but rather be sensitive and listen and allow the subject to come through me. That is to say, my job as an artist is to feel, not to preach. I can't help but think that photography is about listening to the whispers rather than chasing the light. Said another way, I guess, is I'd rather have the light seduce me than to be some sort of prey that I hunt out there with my chosen weapon of a camera. I'm probably making too much of this. I'm probably exaggerating, but I'm trying to make a point that even in the photography that seems to be most personally expressive, it is a sort of a dance. It's a combination. It's a relationship between the photographer and the subject, between the hand on the camera and the moment. And running around out there with a camera and just firing away at random stuff seems to me to be the opposite of trying to be a sensitive artist. Do not speak unless spoken through is a process that is a marriage between what we feel and what we express. What we express is influenced by the fact that it's come through us. There's no doubt about that. It is personally expressive photography. But it's not done with a heavy hand or didactically. This is one of the reasons why when I'm out in the world photographing, the last thing I want to do is race around the planet looking for things to photograph. What I prefer to do is to go slow. The slower the better, so that I can be as open as possible to what's before me and see things that I never set out to find, but somehow they find me. I would not be so bold as to suggest that this is what all of you ought to do. But for those of you who are so inclined, I think Anais Nin's advice is worth spending some time really thinking about and trying to visualize how you would incorporate being spoken through in everything from being out there in the world with the camera in hand to how you process, to how you present your artwork. And by the way, just as a final comment about this, notice the sense of satisfaction that can come from a cooperation with the scene, with the moment, that doesn't require an audience whatsoever. What do we do if we have no audience for our work? We put our emphasis and our focus on cooperating with those things we photograph and trying our best not to speak unless spoken through.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.